Shearer. Brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shearer!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome.
To another exciting,
electrifying.
Nice one, nice one. I wasn't expecting electrifying. Charged up. I don't know.
Amplifying.
Episode.
Of the V.
A-R.
Show.
With your host who does not boast. The one and only DJ Sticks. Name here with.
Right here, you have your host, who also does not boast, Psych.
Oh my gosh. So he does boast.
My flow so clean, you can call me Mike.
What?
I'm like Jordan up in this.
Yeah.
I don't know what was that.
Yeah.
It's failed like Garnacho's attempts to leave United. Speaking
about that.
Yeah, I will not hold back. A lot of people have been speaking about it on social media. I don't think it's necessarily the biggest of topics, but because it's United, it's out there. Garnacho still making attempts to leave Manchester United. I saw it on Fabrizio's page on Instagram that a deal came in for Alejandro Garnacho from Saudi, and he rejected it. It's quite interesting. It's one thing, you know, I've seen different levels of pride.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you deny a team like Saudi, you know, for the pride of football. But this man has a different kind of pride. He is so convinced that he'll go to Chelsea, who, by the way, have spent nearly $1 billion on players recently and have still failed to win a championship or a cup. Well, recently they won
the
FIFA Club World Cup. So at least that did pay off. But he thinks that he will go to Chelsea. And in the words of Ryan Cherky, I want to kill Man United.
That is true. Because normally with players like players who've like played at Man United for a very long time, after you're done, you know, playing at Man United, most players don't want to even like play in the Premier League.
Bro.
You know, it's a thing of no. I don't want to meet my old club again. It's the same as David De Gea.
It's out of respect.
Yes. He said that he doesn't want to play for any other Premier League team besides Manchester United.
Look, unless maybe you played at that club only for a couple of years and the relationship was just an average, okay, like, you know, business deal. Like, okay, you come sign for 2 years. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
In that case, there's no... I mean, the fans will still have some connection with you depending on the impact that you had. But it's not that deep. But... if you look at situations like this, like you mentioned David De Gea, I would have been torn to shreds if he went to another Premier League club. So I think I'm happy that he chose Italy. Was it Italy or Spain that he went to?
Italy, yes.
It was Italy, yeah.
Florentina, and he would be torn too. But not Garnacho. Garnacho wants to stay in the Premier League. Therefore, you know, that comes with two matches where he'll meet Manchester United. And it looks like he's pushing for the Chelsea.
Maybe more, because there's obviously also the FA Cup.
Oh, yes.
There's the what's the other cup?
There's the Carabao Cup. EFL Cup. Yeah.
Oh
my goodness me. So we're gonna see how that deal goes. But speaking of deals, so I like that you've segued straight into this. No nonsense. Today we are on track.
Yeah.
Deadline week. It is deadline week. So you know that we are keeping a close eye on everything, transfers, and I'm gonna kick it off with one. In also the Man United talks, you know, because this show with the two Man United hosts. You guys always bring this up. So, Napoli advanced in talks to sign Rasmus Højlund from Man United. The agreement with Man United at final stage, right? And basically, it's going to be a loan deal with a buy clause to become mandatory in June 2026. By June 2026, Napoli will be forced to buy Højlund if this loan deal goes through. And what's interesting to point out here, and this is what I want to boggle your brain with, right? So initial green light from Hoyland to Napoli, as Conte wants him, while talks on personal terms continue. So my question, right? So if you know, right, what's been happening with Rasmus Hoyland, a couple of weeks ago, we actually said in the show that one of the things that Hoyland said was that this season he wants to fight for his place.
Bro.
And he wants to basically be still a part of Man United. Obviously, this was during like the Sesko talks and, you know.
It was even before, yes. I think slightly before the Sesko talks, early in the transfer window.
Yeah, like he was looking like excited for the season and wanting to, you know, fight for his place and play. But here we see a change in his tone. And we also see that now he's given Napoli the green light. So in your opinion, what do you think has happened?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Straight up, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And reason being is plain and simple. I've seen this time and time again. And I'm not going to make a straight up judgment call on this. Man United managers coming in looking good with high prospects. And after giving them so much hype and hope, they make decisions that may seem somewhat questionable. Now, I'm not going to jump the gun because I'm not in the dressing room with the players and I'm definitely not the manager. So I'm not going to be here and talk trash about him.
Yeah.
But again, I am questioning a few things. And I think a lot of Man United fans are questioning this as well. I'm saying something that is not directly what you're speaking about now, but it relates and I'll bring it in a few seconds.
Yeah.
You look at the decision making. Rasmus Hoyland is not a bad striker. In fact, if you look at even when he came in, now he didn't score as many goals as your average striker.
Yeah.
But you look at when he came in, you look at his passion and his excitement to thrive.
Mm.
And even now, at United's lowest,
yes,
he's still willing to fight for a place in the club. Mm. I mean, that's a player that you want. Now, I also do understand that sometimes there's a certain standard, and because of a certain standard, there's qualities that you need.
Yeah.
But then, being a manager, you build that into your players. You look at what the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson did. None of the players that, well, not none, but a lot of the players that played for Man United is not your everyday Jude Bellinghams and your Vinicius Juniors and all of that. These are a bunch of really good team players. And that's what it was.
Mm.
So for me, I am frustrated. I am not happy about that decision. And we've made tons of decisions like this in the past, where we've let go of players who are vital. Not all of them, but a good portion of them have made it out better in their careers in other clubs. You look at the likes of, the most famous example now is people like Scott McTominay. Mm. But there's, look at Anthony Elanga. He played well at Nottingham Forest. Now he did a transfer to
Newcastle.
To Newcastle, which I'm not sure. I think it was too soon. Maybe give it a few more years. Get you a good, at least a good Premier League run.
Mm.
But it's fine. Look,
starting, so
yeah, so happy. I'm not happy personally with that decision, and we've sold too many good players, and we haven't done what Man United does and develop these guys.
Yeah,
we're basically trying to build, I don't know if we're trying to build a Galacticos or something.
I hear what you're saying, and also, if I would just add, with Man United players, it's almost like no one knows them until They are at Man United.
Exactly.
And then after they leave, they're now these like certified superstars. Basically, that's what sort of happens, or that's what used to happen back in the day, where a player like Ryan Giggs, or you don't know where he came from. Even a player like David Beckham. Yes, we know that the academy, but basically you never knew of this player, and they were actually produced in Man United.
And maybe not all like born and bred, obviously, in the United Academy, but United had a thing where players would come in and they would like make it big. You look at the likes of another example, Javier Hernandez, Chicharito.
Yes.
Look at him.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And after he left, United. after you?
Saying I didn't know him before Man United.
Exactly. And after he left United, he went on to play for, was it the Bundesliga at that time?
Yes. Yeah, Bundesliga. He had a stint at Madrid. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, after that, obviously down the line, the years have passed him on.
Yes.
But you look at players like that, like for example, I bet if I ask a lot of young people now, do you know a player called Makeda? They'll probably look at me squint.
Oh, I do know that kid.
Exactly. Makeda played for United. He was, I think, I could be wrong, but I think he was also a striker.
Yeah.
One of the brilliant guys you could also rely on. Not long term, but again, United had a thing where players didn't have to be a Zinedine Zidane ready-made. But
yeah,
they came into that squad, there was an atmosphere, there was a feel, and they made it count. And that's what we expect.
Yeah. And the players had a club attitude and basically fighting for the badge.
Like, for example, in the previous game, well, let me not mention this. We have the weekend roundup for that.
Okay, cool. We're going to get into the weekend
roundup.
We're
going to get into that
very, very soon. But just some top news as well. So to carry on, Lucas Vazquez to buy Leverkusen, here we go. And this was basically one of the fastest here we goes that we've seen.
Yeah.
I think it took 2 days for the whole deal to be, as in from interest to clubs talking.
Yeah,
to
you have teams that do undercover here we goes, and then you have teams like that just do quick signings.
So Erik ten Hag knows who he wants. And yes, I think that this is a good move for both Leverkusen, right? They're getting this experienced guy, former Real Madrid captain, in fact.
Exactly.
And he's coming into a team that's exciting, that's young, that's vibrant. And we might even see him go back to his first position. Because if you don't know, he wasn't originally a right back. He was a left winger.
Exactly.
So we're going to be seeing how that turns out.
And hopefully he can shine there in the Bundesliga as well.
Yes.
I don't think there should be too much trouble for him. But let's see.
Yeah, let's see. And then another big one, right? So Borussia Dortmund signed Kani Chukwuemeka from Chelsea, and Chelsea receive a 25 million euro fee plus a heavy sell on clause.
25 million euro fee.
Yes. So this is a permanent deal. 25 million euros for Chukwuemeka and a heavy sell on clause. So if Dortmund sells him for I think a certain amount or whatever, Chelsea will get a percentage
from that.
Yes, and he signs a 5-year deal until 2030.
Okay. Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
And seeing how that works out for Dortmund. But I think we should get into the weekend roundup.
Yes. So, last week was a very heavy one. We are both sighing.
We are both sighing.
You know, but this past week, it wasn't DJ Glory that got the defeat. It was actually me, as Man City were defeated by Tottenham Hotspur, and I actually got the opportunity to watch the second half of this game. It wasn't easy. It was a very tough watch, considering the fact that we were also home. But Spurs did play well. They had more shots than us. 12 shots to our 10. They had more shots on target, 5-4. Possession, obviously, Man City had more, 62%. It was just a... It was a good game for Spurs.
Yeah.
And when we've seen multiple times where Spurs gets the early goal, and then from there, park the bus,
bro,
work off the counter.
If Spurs scores before you, have to have some really good tactics. I'm just saying. There's like Spurs and Arsenal.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they went like Jose Mourinho on us, and they got the 2-0.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm frustrated. I don't know about you.
And then speaking about Arsenal, they went on to win 5-0 against Leeds, carrying on their, you know, top run in the Premier League currently.
Under
the least goals conceded. Actually, they haven't conceded any goals.
Because
1-0 win away at United at Old Trafford, and a 5-0 win at home at, you know, the Emirates Stadium. So quite a good run for Arsenal. I know we always tease them. Something inside of me, low-key, wants them to actually do good this season. But again, I'm not necessarily wanting them to win the league.
But
if they win the league, it'll be beautiful for football, beautiful for them. And also, one that I wanted to speak about, Everton and Brighton, 2-0 to Everton.
Let's go, 2-0
to Jack Grealish getting 2 assists.
Impact. Sudden impact. And it's what I sort of anticipated.
Yeah.
Obviously, when he was playing for Aston Villa, he got more of the free roam type thing.
Yeah.
And that's what Everton are giving him. So he'll be there creating chances, throwing fouls.
Yeah.
He's back at his best. And yeah, we're going to see how that happens. Brighton, I'm not too sure what's going on there. There was the penalty miss from Danny Welbeck there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we will see how it goes. But that wasn't the only penalty miss.
Oh, my word.
Jordan is avoiding a game there, but it's fine.
Not necessarily avoiding it. I know what you're alluding to, but you can carry on. Actually, about this specific penalty miss, you know, I'll just break the ice. So Bruno Fernandes missed a penalty and an opportunity to give Man United an early lead before having to, you know, man, concede and end up in a draw.
Potentially, that could have made it 3 points, man.
I saw a meme. I think it was yesterday evening. I saw a meme, and it was basically Bruno Fernandes showing, I think it was on a YouTube video with another sports YouTube creator, and it was showing him his penalty technique, and as soon as he shoots, it cuts to a video of him missing, and they said he was shooting for the stars.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
But yes, Bruno Fernandes, the penalty expert, missed a penalty in a very crucial game. I'm sure he was so mad with himself.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's really not great from one of the greats.
Yeah, no. I mean, you wouldn't normally expect that from Bruno, but Man United did play well. Lots of chance creations. Matthias Cunha had a lot of chances in that game. So you guys are still looking scary despite the two games not going your way yet. I do think that you guys are going to have a good run this season.
I'm really waiting for Šeško to break out of his shell, because as much as he's been placed into games, I think he's not exactly gotten the feel of the Premier League game yet. Mm. And of course, as fans do, as especially the media does, as always, make the comparison between him and Gyökeres. I mean, obviously, he started scoring goals, which is a good thing, and that's what you expect. But guys, can you please stop putting pressure on these Man United players? They don't get to breathe. We understand that Man United is the club that gets you the most clicks, that gets you money. But leave these players alone. Let them live their lives. Let them play football. This is what we're here for.
There is a lot of pressure on these strikers. I saw Gyökeres was there were already memes of 002.
Wow.
002. And yeah, luckily he broke through. But there's a lot of pressure. But you know who doesn't have pressure? Hugo Ekitike.
Let's go.
As he grabs his third goal in his third game for Liverpool.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm jealous of Liverpool with that guy, bro.
Oh, my goodness me. And Liverpool having an outstanding game against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Ah, ending 3-2 and getting a late winner from a 16-year-old kid, Ngumoha. Damn.
Ngumoha is low-key cooking. Like I've seen in his very few performances for Liverpool, that guy cooks.
What a game. But then, one of the things that did change the game, I will say, was the golden red card that happened just before the end of the first half.
Yeah.
That did change Newcastle's game. But yeah, Newcastle looking scary. Liverpool also looking scary.
Exactly. I'm concerned. And when you say Liverpool looking scary, I'm concerned. And my concern is for Liverpool. Now, of course, Liverpool is still on form. But there's been a couple of matches lately that have made me sort of feel like this is not the Liverpool that we all know, and they're not up to the standard that we expect. Now, again, it is the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You know, players just came back from their break.
Form and stuff like that.
And obviously, also, there was international break. There was the preseason.
Yes.
As well. So, we're looking forward to seeing that. Obviously, the squads have reinforced, but yeah, I'm really concerned about Liverpool's defense because of the conceding as well.
Yeah.
Because they conceded against Bournemouth, obviously, to the likes of Semenyo.
Yep.
And now they conceded again with Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah. I mean, goals for, they scored 7 goals, which is the highest so far in the Premier League. But then they've conceded 4, which is also one of the highest in the Premier League.
Exactly.
The only teams getting more goals conceded is Leeds United, Wolves, and West Ham.
I mean, we haven't, and when I say we, I refer to Manchester United. We haven't won any game yet, and we've conceded 2 goals in 2 games.
Hey, man, you know, but you've scored one. I mean,
you scored one at least, you know.
You scored one. One team that's definitely not looking too good as we wrap up is West Ham, who conceded 5 against Chelsea last week, Friday. And Chelsea looking good despite a terrifying injury happening to Cole Palmer, and he wasn't able to start that game, and then that kid's name, his name is just slipping my mind right now. Estevão. Yeah. Estevão getting the start and actually having a good game. Almost getting his first goal, but then he missed the 1v1 chance that he should have taken. But Chelsea looking scary, man.
Yeah.
Chelsea looking scary. This season is actually going to be quite an interesting one to see. I'm watching a lot of different games, especially with these big teams.
Yeah.
And you can't, you haven't really seen a, you know, a pattern to say who exactly is going to be in that league discussion, as in who's going to win. But definitely Arsenal looking strong. Chelsea looking strong as well. Liverpool, like we've said, it's a bit shaky. Man City, obviously, with that loss against Tottenham, questions are...
Yeah. Question mark.
Question
point
mark
blank.
Right there. Yeah, but I don't know if you have any other notable games.
So, look, looking at this weekend as we wrap up this show,
yes.
There's going to be a lot happening. Chelsea is going to versus Fulham, the team that fought for a draw against Man United. Let's see how that goes. I think Chelsea should get a comfortable win. Yeah. But let's see. I mean, this is the Premier League. Yes. Tottenham going up against Bournemouth. They will have a challenge.
Yes.
For sure.
Let's go.
Wolves and Everton. Ooh. Man United versus Burnley. Ooh. Guys, if we don't get the win this time, I'm crying.
Are you home?
Yes.
Ah, come on. You have to get the
win. So Man United versus Burnley. Let's give them a warm welcome back. Mm. Nottingham Forest versus West Ham. That game is looking... I'm giving that to Nottingham Forest.
Forest all the way there.
Forest all the way. Liverpool and Arsenal.
Ooh. This one's gonna be crazy. This one,
there will be bloodshed.
We are potentially seeing one of the title deciding stuff already, because we don't know. We don't know what's gonna happen.
It's the Gunners versus the Reds. They both red, but
I don't know who I'm rooting for. I think maybe I might be rooting for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Just because if Arsenal wins,
and they're
that
playing
one,
at Anfield.
Yeah, I think I'm rooting for Liverpool because if Arsenal. Okay, obviously, the best result for me would be the draw.
Just because of my gut feeling and to be controversial, I'm going to go with Arsenal for this one.
Do you want Arsenal to win? Though?
No.
The thing is, if Arsenal wins, that's
the thing is, I'd rather have Arsenal win than Liverpool.
I'd rather have Arsenal win because there's a greater chance of Arsenal bottling it later down the line.
No,
If
you're speaking in that sense, you want Arsenal to lose because then that means now there's already going to be a gap for the other teams to catch up. Like if you look at United, they're versing Burnley. They can get their finally 3 points, which will total up to 4. Man City won their first game. They win the next 6 against Brighton, which is going to be a tough one.
It is. Brighton is our number, man. Brighton
if Man City wins, that's 6 points and you climb up. Now you're toe-to-toe with Arsenal.
I think I want Arsenal to win still. Because if Liverpool keeps getting these wins in their bad form, what happens now when they start getting good?
That's actually the problem.
It's going to be a problem. So Liverpool should lose this game. Arsenal should win. And then we will come back later and sort out Arsenal.
And then one that we should also look out for. This is going to be very hot. Mm. I think I jumped the gun there. Those are the games of the week. Oh, there's one that I didn't mention. Aston Villa and Crystal Palace. Ooh, okay. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Okay. I think a crazy one.
Yeah.
Aston Villa still waiting for a convincing performance. Yeah, they've had a very bad start.
Yeah, below par season.
Yeah, very, very below par. And Crystal Palace also sort of, finding their feet. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I'm sure Aston Villa will get their first win of the season.
Definitely. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, but we're going to be here. We're going to be watching. Obviously, we mentioned mostly the Premier League. You know, we're still waiting for the others to start boiling. Because we know Napoli won, right? Inter Milan won.
Yeah.
AC Milan got a win as well.
I saw a picture of Kevin De Bruyne and McTominay together.
Yes, they both scored. Bayern Munich won something 5-6-0. So
Bro. There
are games that we haven't pointed out. But as the coming weeks go, we're going to point out what's worthy and what we think that you should know. But yeah, from us, that is it for this week. And we're going to be back here again.
Yeah.
Next week.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.